Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbeam, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are five-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday. All right, West Coast Swing, we're going to get into my jurisdiction, which is...
Well, let's describe what it is first.
It's we're going to take you around the West Coast, meaning we'll take you through my... I actually prepared quite a bit on Pac-12 hoops.
Okay.
Upcoming.
I hope it's better than Pac-12 football.
It's mildly better. Right. I wouldn't say a lot better, but mildly better. So I have my jurisdiction, which is Oregon, Washington, and NorCal.
And I have Los Angeles, San Diego, Arizona.
I like it. All right. Do you want me to start?
Go ahead.
All right. Let's kick into Pac-12 hoops. First off, Cougs are 1-0.
Go Cougs.
Deserves a hat switch. Kyle Smith beat Seattle U last night pretty handily. I will say this. It's going to be interesting for the Cougs. And this is probably the only mention they're going to get during basketball season during this because they are 1-0.
It might be their only win, too.
But LRB has a little bit of Harden in him.
Whoa. Stop it.
That's a direct quote from Wilner. That's not true.
I thought you were saying that's a direct quote from Harden.
No. Let me cite my sources here. So as I break this down, John Wilner of the Mercury News gives us a preseason breakdown. He gave me a little of the content. I'm going to put my own twist on it. But I'm going to take you through the Pac-12 North predominantly, and it starts with the Oregon Ducks, who are the number one team going in, or coaches, media, number one team going to the Pac-12. Peyton Pritchard is this year's Aaron Kraft. Tell me who Aaron Kraft was.
Played at Ohio State, point guard.
Didn't he seem like he was on the team for like 7 years?
Yeah.
Peyton Pritchard's that same thread. He's a scrappy leader. Seems to have been there for like 8 years. Altman has led the Ducks to the only Final Four for any Pac-12 team over the last decade.
Yeah.
Decade.
And he lost three players last year to the draft, and he's still loaded.
Over that same time, there's been a Patriot League team, like two Missouri Valley teams, and then some oddball Loyola College team made the Final Four.
Did Santa Clara make it 1 year?
Potentially. I don't know. We'd have to look back. But we also have a UNLV transfer, Shakur Justine, that gives them a good chance to get back to Atlanta. Hotlanta in the Final Four. Getting into UW, so I put a call into McGarvey, who's been a season ticket holder now for about 5-6 years. His dad has tickets on the baseline. I didn't have the opportunity to connect with him, but I will say this. UW is probably the most intriguing team in the Pac-12 by a long shot. Yeah. And it's because of two freshmen, Isaiah Stewart, who's a Naismith Watch Award preseason, and then Jaden McDaniels, who is another all Pac-12 preseason. Jaden McDaniels from Federal Way. What Mike Hopkins has done with this program is make it cool to go to UW again. Yeah. I think there was a lot of players that looked at UW was like, I don't want to stay home, but Hopkins has a formula. He's brought in Stewart, who I believe was out of New York. So his recruiting span is that much more. He's able to appeal more people.
He's from the East Coast because he was assistant at Syracuse.
He was under Boeheim. And then the other guy you got is Quade Green, who's a 6-foot Kentucky transfer. And I say Kentucky transfer, it's going to be interesting because I see this team being a lot like Kentucky. You have a lot of athletes. You have a lot of guys with a lot of talent. But there's only one ball to go around, right? So I wouldn't be surprised if the Huskies get a 5-7 seed and make some noise in the tournament. The big thing, though, is can you humble yourself what you don't want to see out of guys like Stewart and McDaniels is trying to make a resume for the NBA. Yeah. Both those guys have been said they're a top 10 pick.
It can't be about me. It's got to be about the team.
Exactly. And that's a lot of what Calipari. So if I'm Hopkins, I might give Calipari a call and say, how do you do this? I got too much talent, and there's only so many shots to go around. So UW, very intriguing. As we break down the other teams, renewed energy around the program there at UW. I'll be at least two of the games.
With McGee?
With McGee. We'll play some bags out. We tailgated. We tailgate the basketball games.
That's amazing.
Actually, that much more fun. So the other four teams in my jurisdiction, the reason you're not going to hear a lot from them is they all rank 9, 10, 11 in the Pac-12 preseason rankings. I will give Trace Tinkle.
Best name ever.
Trace Tinkle. Coach's kid. He's been at Oregon State a long time. I see them overachieving. I don't see them ending up in number 9. I see them maybe a fringe NCAA pick.
Do they have a James Harden-like player on their team?
Segue. CJ Ellerbe is a James Harden-like player. If you haven't seen him, he looks like Sideshow Bob a little bit for those people that watch The Simpsons, but he's very skilled, very good. And I think the Cougs may surprise a few teams.
Okay.
Pretty thorough?
Very thorough.
Throw it to you.
Hand over me. No Bay Area love?
Let me mention, Stanford's at number 10.
You want to talk about my Niners, 9-0, about to
beat down
your Seahawks? Is that too close and personal?
I'm sticking to Pac-12. Relevant stuff.
St. Mary's Gales ranked 20th.
Yeah, that's
Jordan
true.
Ford, 26.
Oh, wait. Let me stop here. I do have a little more on
the list. Yeah, you don't get the Bay Area gets no love?
Actually, they don't. What I do want to give some love to Mark Few. Remember when? I went to basketball camp in Spokane 5 years, and I was only in high school, obviously 4.
You didn't redshirt a year?
I did not redshirt in high school. But I will say this, Mark Few was probably one of the most genuine individuals I've ever come across. He came up to me at one point when there was a player on our team that was getting recruited by Gonzaga, and he goes, it looks like you have some interactions with this guy. How does he practice? Does he come every day to practice ready to play? Does he challenge you? Do you challenge him? And if you do, interesting fellow. He's been there since, I think I was a freshman in, I graduated 1998, so 1990, somewhere in there. He's been with the program that long.
Yeah.
What he does is he has a very clean program. You'll very rarely see anyone in the media, right, in Spokane. He recruits foreign players really well, and that's the theme again this year. So you got a guy, Corey Kispert, in this most recent game, in their game against South Alabama, had 28 points, went 5-6 from deep. He's from King's High School in Shoreline, not far from where I live. And then you have Philippe Petrouzouf.
From France.
Petrouzouf. Wrong.
From London.
Wrong.
From, I don't know, Serbia.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yes.
Third time's a charm. So he had 15 points that first game against Alabama State. I think what happens with the Zags, St. Mary's, who you mentioned, very good team. But with the Zags, Killian Tilly, he's still suffering a little bit from a knee injury. He got scoped.
He's not all the way back.
If he comes back, what I could see happening is they develop their younger players, some of their transfers, some of their freshmen. If Killian comes back in full swing, you could see this team be a potential Elite Eight, Final Four. If Killian doesn't make it out back, I think they flounder a little bit, and St. Mary's may take the WCC.
I like it. Great report.
If I had a gavel, I'd hit.
Should we move down south?
Absolutely.
We're going to come to L.A. Lakers, Clippers. The top teams in the NBA. Lakers are 6-1. LeBron's healthy. He's back. He's averaged 3 triple-doubles in the last 3 games.
Do you think it's his goal to average a triple-double this year?
It might be, based on the way he's playing.
I mean, at this point, you're what, 35? He's 35, so he's done everything there is to do except average a triple-double during the course of a year.
Yeah, this might be the year.
Go on.
Kuzma's back. They've won 6 straight. But you know what? You know who the best team in the NBA is right now?
I thought you were going to put on the Pods hat.
It's Clippers.
Clip City.
I meant they're 5-3.
The Seattle Clippers.
There's no Paul George, but they're still the best team in LA and the best team in the NBA.
That's it?
The third defense, Pat Beverly, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, three best perimeter defenders. They've got Montrezl Harrell, Lou, Sweet Lou?
Sweet Lou.
Coming off the bench? I've got the Clippers. They're more of a team. The Lakers are searching for identity. Obviously, they have AD and LeBron, but the Clippers are the best team in LA. I have them the best team in the NBA. My top five teams, in no order. Clippers, Sixers, Celtics, Bucks, and Lakers. Those are my top five teams.
No love for Utah, no love for Denver.
Not in the top five as of right now.
Okay. And what about Rip City?
No, not in my top five.
Nurk, when are you coming back, Nurk? Come back, Nurk.
Before we leave LA, I'd like to congratulate Nick Cronin. He got his first win with the Bruins last night. They beat Long Beach State.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Very impressive. Look out for Tiger Campbell and Cody Riley. Big thanks for the Bruins this year. On to baseball. And we're going to talk about Gerrit Cole.
Are we?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Gerrit.
Free agent pitcher from the Astros. Already said his goodbye. Mm-hmm. Listen to these stats. 20-5. He had 326 strikeouts last year. I thought that was a mistake.
326?
How many innings? He pitched over 200, I think like 220.
I think they said in the postseason that he was averaging a strikeout and a half per inning.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. He's a free agent.
See you in Anaheim, Gerrit.
29 years of age, 97-mile-an-hour fastball, a workhorse. Went to college at UCLA. Like you said, a lot of people think maybe he's going to sign with the Dodgers.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Born in Newport, you think he's going to the Angels.
Here's why I say that is I think Trout, when you have anyone that's on a long-term contract, Trout almost becomes the coach, right? I think that Socha's gone.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's been churn in the coaching, so he becomes the face of the franchise. So it's all about how he can recruit players. He's already invested, you know, and so, again, it's a very similar story to Kawhi. Like, why did Kawhi come back to L.A.? Because he has family here. You know, you trace him back to here. And then, so that's the reason I think it's Anaheim more than L.A.
And do you know who his wife is?
I don't.
Amy Crawford. Do you know who Amy's brother is?
No.
Brandon Crawford from the San Francisco Giants.
Wow.
So does he sign with the Giants? No. He's going to San Diego. That's my first bold prediction.
Wow.
Gerrit Cole is going to San Diego.
With Strasburg?
No Strasburg, just Cole.
Wow. Okay.
They've got Tatis, Hosmer.
Hosmer.
Chris Paddock. In my second bold prediction, the Padres are making the playoffs.
Next year.
And we're out of California. We're moving on to Arizona. And I have a question for you, Big Ben.
Yes.
The Cardinals coming in at 3-5-1. Kyler Murray is progressing well. He's got the potential to be a franchise quarterback. But if you had to go back in time, knowing what you do know right now, you have the number one draft pick. Do you take Murray or do you take Bosa?
For that fan base, I take Murray.
Okay.
I believe you look at the Cardinals, and Arizona's it's got the same implications as LA. It's nice. I don't need to go to the game. You know, it's not as if we're in Minnesota and I want to go to a football game just because it's warm in the dome, right?
I need some heat.
Yeah, exactly. So I still take Murray, and I think he's going to develop. I think when you look at Mahomes' rookie year, he caught, you know, he got 10 ace on every deal, right? I think he got the right time. No one had witnessed that. If Murray came before Mahomes, I think we would have seen the same thing.
Mahomes sat out a year too.
Right. So I believe Mahomes almost negated the value or how good Murray could be. So they've seen what Mahomes do, and it's very similar, maybe on a smaller scale, but Murray is going to be Mahomes-like, probably not on that scale, just due to height.
Okay.
That makes sense?
I would take Murray, too. I just wanted to see what you'd say. But injuries have been the biggest problem to the Cardinals. David Johnson was hurt. Cameron Kirk was hurt. And then
Christian Kirk.
And then Chase Edmonds. So they had to pick up Kenyon Drake from the Dolphins.
And look what he did. John Madden, thanks for beating us with Kenyon Drake. Who knows? He was on your bench all week, and he puts up 24 to beat me and Hodges. Come on.
But here's my second tip for bettors. Guaranteed win against the Bucs.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. And take the over on Jameis Winston interceptions. Even if it's 10, he'll go flying over.
You think Patrick Peterson's going to?
He's going to pick six him at least once.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take that.
Before we leave Arizona, let's go to Tucson. U of A basketball.
Okay, Nico.
Sean Miller coached the first game in an orange jumpsuit.
No.
I'm kidding. Because... He is still the head coach of U of A.
Say, like BA 12, 17.
The allegations have just kind of disappeared, if you noticed that.
Yes.
But they're led by 2 5-star freshmen.
Nico.
And then Josh Green. But they also have Zeke, freshman wingman, who was their leading scorer. They have a strong bench, Ira Miller. And they have Chase Jeter, 5-star prospect.
Chase Jeter's still around?
From Vegas, went to Duke, and now he's back.
He's like the Peyton Pritchard. Him and Peyton are in the same realm.
He is.
Is that all you have for Zona?
No. I want a Texas two-step out to Texas.
No.
Luka.
Oh, wow.
Tied with LeBron for triple-doubles with 3. Mavs are 5-2.
This is your waiver. You're wavering.
Bold prediction. Luka will finish higher in MVP voting than Giannis this year.
I don't doubt that. But he's out of both of our jurisdictions. The fact you brought him up, you should get...
Mavs fan for life. I was in Texas. I got to travel over Texas for work. All right. I got a lot of Mavs knowledge.
Let's get to bold predictions.
I just threw mine out. Padres to the playoffs. Garrett Cole to the pods.
Well, then I get mine, huh?
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. We will see 4 teams. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4 for you in Spain.
Okay.
4 teams in the NCAA tournament for the Pac-12.
Are you going to call out the 4 now?
I am. So John Wilner, I wish we had Wilner on. I'm going to get him back on. So Wilner would probably say that's a safe bet. The only stretch team that you could probably see come in within that, maybe Utah, Colorado, maybe ASU, someone sniff around that, maybe a play-in game.
Can I guess your 4 that you're going to pick?
Go ahead.
Arizona, Oregon, Washington. Wow, who's your 4th going to be? UCLA?
Yes.
All right.
Ding, 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 ding. So 2 of those teams, bold prediction, will make it to the Elite 8.
Okay.
There's a lot of talent in and around those 4 teams.
Yeah.
I mean, the unknown is with UCLA. I think, with a new coach,
new
anytime
system.
That's a new system. But they needed it in Westwood. I mean, carrying the coach's kid around for 5 years and having him jack up threes wasn't a winning formula, let's be honest. But then UW has a ton of talent. And like I said, if you learn how to share the ball, you'll be fine. And then you look at Oregon, Peyton Pritchard, some things around that. A steady guard, someone that understands how to distribute the ball that can score is a big thing. So 2 of those teams will make the Elite Eight. 1 will make it to Atlanta.
Okay.
Bold prediction.
You're going to call it.
1 team, just 1, will make it to Atlanta for the Pac-12.
And who is it going to be?
I'm hedging my bet a little bit. All right. Of those 4.
Okay.
All right, my second bold prediction, and it hurts to say this. Can we put on some music? Maybe a little violin? And I'm going to put on my hat for this.
What are the Cougs going to do?
This might
upset. Are they going to win the Apple Cup?
This might upset some people. And it hurts me to say this, but Mike Leach will not be the head coach of the Cougs next year.
Wow. Where's he going?
So he flirted with Tennessee last year.
Yeah.
And if there wasn't a change in AD, I think it might have gone down. There's a lot of value. He's already getting mentioned about Florida State as a fringe guy.
What about Deion Sanders to Florida State?
I like that, actually. I would walk into every kid's living room going, brah, 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 brah.
Would you high step in there?
I would. Sign with Florida State. So I think there's going to be too many openings for Mike Leach not to say no. And I say this, why? What's the data behind my theory? WSU is the last in the Pac-12 in the way of giving and athletic donations.
Yeah.
He's done the most he can with the resources that he has available. There's only so much you can do. And I think he hit his peak. I think you see it this year. He took a guy, Anthony Gordon, that was a fifth-year senior, continued backup, and has extracted as much value out of him. He took a transfer from Eastern, Gabe Gubrud, who didn't turn out like he thought he would in leading the team as he thought he would. Leach has squeezed all of the proverbial toothpaste out of the tube in Pullman.
Okay.
Here are some locations in which I could see. One, if they flip their coach, after 1 year, Arkansas could be, if he makes himself available, I think there's a call that comes from that ID. Ole Miss, I think he's an SEC guy. He's been in the Big 12.
He's ready for it.
He's gone to the Pac-12. He translates to the South pretty well. Short-spoken guy, not too much. Here's the wild card. Lincoln Riley is getting a lot of interest from the NFL.
Yeah,
and it might
he turned
not,
it down last year.
He turned it down last year, and I don't think necessarily he's the type of guy that would spurn the NFL the second time they come calling. Right, he's probably looking at going, okay, I've done all I can at this level. Oklahoma recently lost. They may not get in the college football playoff, depending on how it plays out. He might say, okay, I've done what I can. The next time the NFL calls, if you don't take that call and take the job, you may be deemed as a college football head coach. So for that reason, Lincoln Riley will be the next coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
Mike Leach will be the next coach of your Oklahoma Sooners.
Pass first offense, he'd fit in nice.
Absolutely. Bold prediction.
Okay, I like it.